Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Imagine a world where the future of healthcare, it isn't just about, you know, faster diagnoses and amazing new tech, but something deeper. Ethics, humanity, a real sense of responsibility. We're really standing at this critical point, aren't we? Artificial intelligence is just, it's transforming everything, especially healthcare. And that brings, well, a huge promise, but also some pretty significant dangers. But today we're doing a deep dive into this landscape. It's evolving so fast. We're going to look at how AI is reshaping healthcare and, maybe more importantly, why we need a whole new way of thinking about leadership and governance. It's not just helpful. The sources suggest it's absolutely essential. We'll be digging into some really fascinating ideas today, concepts like awakened leadership, awakened AI governance, and this thing called the awakened leadership movement. Our mission, really, is to unpack these ideas. What do they actually mean? How do they relate to the challenges we're facing with AI right now? And then kind of extrapolate, you know, how could these concepts offer a path forward for global governance, not just in healthcare, but, well, everywhere?
Yeah, it's really compelling stuff because we're not just talking about like small tweaks to the system. Our main source for this is AI Governance in Healthcare, Ethics, Frameworks, and Responsibility. It's by Sandeep Mehra, a global pioneer, founder of this Awakened Leadership Movement. And the vision laid out is, well, it's expansive. It's about navigating this tech revolution with wisdom. Consciousness, not just processing power.
Exactly. Wisdom and consciousness. Yeah. So what does that mean for us, for you listening, for healthcare pros, for society? Together, we're going to uncover not just what AI is doing, which is amazing in itself, but how we can guide it consciously with this awakened perspective to make sure technology serves humanity, really serves us, not just, you know, driven by profit or speed alone. All right, let's unpack this first big idea, the AI revolution in healthcare, a dual-edged sword. It totally feels unstoppable, doesn't it? The scale of it. I mean, the numbers alone are pretty staggering. They paint a picture of just rapid change. Our source points out the AI and healthcare market was valued at, what, $26 billion U.S. dollars in 2024?
Yeah, $26 billion, which is already significant. But the projection, nearly $190 billion by 2030.
Wow.
I mean, that's not just growth. That's an explosion, a sevenfold jump in just 6 years. It signals a fundamental shift in how healthcare is delivered, how it's managed globally.
And it's not theoretical, is it? It's happening now. The penetration is already huge. Mm-hmm. Something like 65% of U.S. hospitals are already using AI-assisted predictive models.
Right, for things like patient flow, predicting readmissions, practical stuff.
And by 2025, which is like right around the corner.
Yeah, estimates are up to 90% of hospitals worldwide will be using AI. For early diagnosis, remote monitoring, core functions.
So it's becoming woven into the fabric of healthcare, not just an add-on.
Exactly, a cornerstone, which makes this governance piece so critical.
And it's not just happening organically. There's serious money, serious innovation capital pouring in. Take Hello Care AI. They raised, what, $47 million in April 2025?
Yeah, $47 million. And specifically for their AI virtual care platform for smart hospitals.
So targeted investment, patient care, remote monitoring, workflows.
Right. It shows the market has deep confidence in AI's immediate future in healthcare.
Which just reinforces why we need this conversation about awakened AI governance, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Building in trust and accountability from the start.
Absolutely. And let's talk about the promise side of that dual-edged sword, because it truly is extraordinary. Think about enhanced diagnostics, AI in imaging. It's achieving over 95% accuracy in clinical studies.
95%. Mm. For things like lung cancer, retinal disorders.
Yeah, challenging stuff, often matching or even beating experienced radiologists. These models, they're trained on millions of scans. They see patterns humans might miss.
So faster, sharper diagnoses. Yeah. That's potentially life-saving.
Definitely. Earlier intervention, better treatment plans. Huge impact.
Incredible. And it goes beyond diagnostics, right?
Yeah.
The source mentions accelerating drug discovery.
Oh, absolutely. That's a huge one. Drug discovery is traditionally so slow, so expensive. AI can just chew through vast chemical libraries, predict interactions, optimize molecules.
So cutting down the time from lab bench to medicine cabinet.
Potentially by years, even decades for some treatments. Imagine that, for cancer drugs, rare diseases.
Game changing.
Yeah.
And then there's the operational side. Streamlining things.
Yeah, automating administrative tasks, scheduling, coding, claims, all that stuff that bogs down staff.
Freeing up humans for actual patient care.
Exactly, making hospitals run more efficiently, more responsively.
Okay, so how does this translate into proactive care? You mentioned predictive analytics.
Right, this is really revolutionary. AI algorithms can analyze patient data over time, genetics, lifestyle records, and they can flag early signs of disease or identify people at high risk before symptoms even show up.
So shifting from treating sickness to actually maintaining wellness.
Precisely. It's a fundamental shift. Intervening before things get critical.
And what about empowering patients directly? We see some of this already, right?
Yeah, definitely. Symptom checkers, health chatbots, wearables tracking heart rate, sleep, oxygen. These tools give you real-time insights into your own health. Makes you an active participant, not just a passive recipient.
And we can't forget surgery. Robot-assisted surgery.
Right. AI enhances the surgeon's ability, better dexterity, vision, tremor control.
Leading to better outcomes, smaller incisions, faster recovery.
That's the goal, yeah. Improve outcomes, less invasive procedures.
Looking ahead, say, the next 2 or 3 years, the integration seems like it's going even deeper.
Oh, completely. Across radiology, oncology, cardiology, drug creation, data management, patient engagement, AI is becoming integral.
The potential for good, for positive change in health, it's just breathtaking. But, and there's always a but, isn't there? Every leap forward casts a shadow. There's these profound concerns we just cannot ignore. Things that need equal attention. Data security and privacy. That feels like a massive vulnerability.
It's huge. I mean, just look at the United Health hack in 2024.
That was enormous, wasn't it? Data for how many people?
Around 192.7 million individuals. The largest healthcare breach in U.S. history.
Nearly two-thirds of the U.S. population. Sensitive medical records. Personal info.
Exactly. It wasn't just a technical glitch. It was a colossal breach of trust. And the risk with AI systems analyzing these huge data sets, it's immense. Misuse, discrimination, blackmail.
So awakened AI governance isn't just about compliance. It's about fundamentally protecting people, protecting that trust.
Absolutely. Protecting human dignity, not just data points. Human oversight has to be central.
Right. And even with high accuracy, misdiagnosis is still a risk, isn't it? AI isn't perfect.
No, it's not infallible. AI learns from data. And if that data is flawed or biased or incomplete,
the AI can make mistakes. Subtle mistakes may be hard to spot.
Potentially, yes. So blindly trusting the machine without human cross-verification, without that critical judgment.
That could be dangerous. It highlights the need for governance, for safeguards, keeping humans in the loop.
Critically important. Human oversight, critical thinking, empathy, they remain essential.
And then there's the human touch aspect. Healthcare is about connection, empathy, right?
Yeah.
Not just treatment.
It is. And there's a real risk, almost an existential one, that over-relying on AI could, well, dehumanize care, reducing patients to data points, turning doctors into machine operators.
Efficient, maybe, but isolating.
Exactly. Leaving patients feeling disconnected, especially when they're vulnerable.
It raises that question awakened leadership has to grapple with.
Yeah.
Can you have true healing without that human connection?
A core question.
And then the societal impact. Job displacement, that's a big one.
It is. Yeah. As automation increases admin tasks, even some clinical roles like image analysis or monitoring, many existing jobs are definitely facing disruption.
And that's not just about efficiency, it's people's livelihoods, dignity.
Absolutely. Man. How does society adapt? How do we create new pathways, ensure a just transition? These are huge questions.
There's also the danger of just relying too much on the tech itself.
Yeah, the source points this out clearly. AI has incredible power, speed, but it doesn't have wisdom or empathy or morals.
So if we treat AI as the ultimate authority, hand over all the decisions,
we risk losing that essential balance. Human judgment, compassion, ethical reasoning, the things that define genuine care.
And traditional governance might miss that, focusing only on technical stuff.
Easily. Which is why Awakened AI Governance puts that human element, that ethical core, front and center.
Okay, so we've laid out the incredible potential, but also these really serious risks. Where does this leave us? Let's look at the inevitable future and the urgent need for governance. What's the trajectory for healthcare in, say, the next 5 years? The source seems pretty clear.
It paints a very clear picture, yeah. Most major hospitals will likely operate on a hybrid intelligence model.
Hybrid intelligence, so humans and AI working together.
Exactly, a partnership. AI handles the heavy data lifting, pattern recognition, predictions. Humans bring empathy, context, complex decisions, the human touch.
Makes sense. And ubiquitous monitoring. Health data collected constantly.
Yeah, not just at checkups. Through wearables, smart devices, sensors, a continuous stream of personal health data.
Creating like a digital twin of your health.
In a way, yes. A dynamic, real-time picture.
That's a massive shift. And the personalization. Yeah. Treatment plans tailored down to the genetic level, behavioral level.
Right. Unprecedented personalization. Drug dosages adjusted in real-time lifestyle advice based on your unique profile.
It's truly individualized care. The potential for prevention, for targeted therapy,
yeah.
It's enormous.
Massive. Moving into hyper-personalized health.
But this trajectory demands adaptive governance, doesn't it? Our current frameworks need to catch up. Fast.
They absolutely do. They have to recognize data as being as critical as medicine, algorithms as influential as doctors.
It's not just tweaking rules, it's rethinking the whole structure. Regulation, ethics, legal responsibility.
Exactly. Ensuring oversight keeps pace with the technology.
And this future, promising as it is, brings up some really tough ethical dilemmas, ones we have to face head on. Like data ownership. Who actually owns all that health data streaming from your watch, your records?
Great question. Is it you? The tech company, the hospital, the AI developer.
The current rules don't really cover it, do they?
Not clearly. It's a potential minefield. Privacy, commercial exploitation.
And accountability. Mm. If an AI makes a mistake, a wrong diagnosis, a bad treatment recommendation, who's responsible?
Yeah, where does the buck stop? The developer, the doctor who used it, the hospital.
The lines get so blurry, traditional malpractice law doesn't really fit.
Which leaves patients vulnerable. Awakened AI Governance aims to define these responsibilities clearly, proactively.
And we have to talk about algorithmic bias. This is critical.
Absolutely critical. AI learns from data, and if that data reflects historical biases, racial, gender, socioeconomic...
The AI learns those biases, too.
Exactly. It can perpetuate, even amplify, existing health inequalities. Mm. Unequal access, substandard care for certain groups.
So addressing bias isn't just a technical fix. It's an ethical imperative.
Yeah, it has to be.
And woven through all this is that core concern, preserving the human essence of care.
Right. How do we stop technology stripping away the empathy of the connection?
Can you imagine getting a diagnosis from an AI, perfectly accurate, but totally devoid of human context or compassion?
Or treatment plans optimized purely by algorithm, ignoring your emotional state, your life circumstances.
It's efficient, but is it healing? Awakened leadership says efficiency can't trump humanity.
Precisely.
So putting it all together, the speed of AI, the personalization, these ethical knots, the need for strong AI governance in healthcare is just stark. Immediate. Non-negotiable.
Yeah, the source is very clear. Traditional governance, the old checklist approach, it's just not enough anymore.
Not enough foresight, not enough ethical depth.
Exactly. It can't keep up.
But global bodies are noticing, right? The WHO released guidance.
They did. January 2024. Comprehensive AI Governance and Ethics Guidance for Healthcare. Over 40 recommendations for governments, tech companies, providers.
So the message is, ethics and governance have to be built in from the start, not bolted on later.
Absolutely. Intrinsic to the innovation process. True governance needs to be rooted in awareness, responsibility, human dignity.
Okay, this leads us perfectly into the really transformative part. Introducing Awakened Concepts, a new paradigm for governance and leadership.
Okay.
This is where Sandeep Mehra's work offers a different path. Let's start with Awakened AI Governance. It's more than just control, right?
Oh, much more. It redefines the whole purpose of the technology by asking deeper questions. Like, are we really conscious of the human impact behind every algorithm beyond just its function?
Going deeper than just, does it work?
Right. And do our systems just protect data technically, or do they actively safeguard the trust patients place in us? And are we using tech to make healthcare more human or less.
So instead of just ticking a compliance box for data privacy,
maybe you involve patients in co-designing how their data is used. An awakened approach focuses on fostering trust, not just avoiding penalties. Active, informed consent.
Those are powerful, priority-shifting questions. It sounds like governance as an awakened act, guiding tech from the start, consciously.
Exactly. Steering the ship with a moral and ethical compass, not just a technical one.
And that fits with awakened innovation, making sure breakthroughs are ethically aligned.
Precisely. Innovation isn't just about speed or power. It's about ethical alignment from day one. Progress is measured by how deeply it honors the human spirit, protects privacy, fosters equity, maintains agency.
So if an AI tool is super accurate but trained on biased data that excludes certain groups,
awakened innovation would say no. Not because it's technically bad, but because it's ethically flawed. Equitable data is a core design principle.
Otherwise, you risk creating efficient but dehumanizing or unjust systems. Innovation with a conscience.
Exactly. Serving all of humanity.
That distinction, efficiency versus honoring the human spirit, that's key. Which brings us to awakened leadership. This feels really different from traditional models.
It is. Traditional leadership often focuses on profit, speed, efficiency metrics. Awakened leadership redefines the goal. It's about awakening human potential, awakening responsibility in the leader and in others.
So in healthcare, it means recognizing tech isn't the whole story.
Right. Technology alone can't define the future of care. It's human consciousness, our values, ethics, empathy, interconnectedness that must shape how AI is used.
Consciousness as the compass.
Exactly. Leaders need to pause, reflect deeply, act from clarity, not just chase the next shiny object.
That requires real self-awareness, real ethical commitment, more than the usual playbook.
Oh, definitely. It's a deeper call.
And this responsibility goes beyond just hospitals, right? It affects AI in the public sector, government health policies.
Absolutely. Public health programs, national health systems, they're increasingly using algorithms. So this isn't just a private sector issue. It's about the fabric of society, equitable public services globally. Awakened leadership is needed there too.
Which leads us straight into the awakened leadership movement and global implications. This isn't just theory. It's presented as an active movement. What's its core mission?
Well, its mission is fundamental. It's about fostering a deep shift in how leaders globally see their roles. It goes beyond just management. It's about cultivating leaders who don't just manage tech, but who awaken themselves and others to its deeper implications.
The ethical, the societal, the human consequences.
Exactly. The goal is to ensure AI becomes a force for empowerment, healing, unity, not detachment or displacement. And Sandeep Mehra, through international speaking, is taking this vision global, inspiring leaders across sectors, healthcare, policy, tech, government.
And it's not just for healthcare. It extends to awakened global governance, presented as a central idea, a solution for our big global challenges.
That's the really ambitious future-defining part. The source calls it a global conscious movement redefining leadership worldwide through soul and systems.
Soul and systems, that's powerful.
It is. It emphasizes awakening individuals, transforming governance, nations, visionary enterprises, and societal structures from the inside out and the outside in.
A holistic approach.
Completely. The source mentions related concepts like awakened political governance, undertaken global governance, showing it's meant to apply universally. Climate change, inequality, cooperation.
So it's a blueprint for navigating the 21st century with more wisdom, more connection.
That's the vision, a profound path forward.
And the movement itself is described uniquely. Not an NGO, not commercial, but soul-born. Rooted in inner clarity.
Yeah, that philosophical grounding is distinct. It suggests the deepest changes come from within, from a shift in consciousness, in ethical commitment, not just external rules.
Bringing soul into systems, I like that.
A too. Yeah. And the overall vision is about collective problem solving. Let's do amazing things for our planet. Let's solve every unsolved together.
Moving beyond competition towards cooperation. A conscious, unified effort.
That's the call. Using our collective intelligence and compassion to tackle global challenges differently. Planetary stewardship, human flourishing.
So with this incredible potential, these transformative ideas, what are the stakes? What do we risk if we don't embrace this? And what can we achieve if we do?
Oh, the risks of unawakened governance are, well, they're stark. Creating healthcare systems that are efficient but soulless. Accurate but disconnected, advanced but unjust.
Patients as numbers, doctors as machine operators. losing the essence of healing.
Exactly. And widespread job displacement without creating new ways for people to contribute meaningfully, deepening inequality where advanced AI care is only for the few.
Exacerbating global disparities, a fundamental rights issue.
It really is.
And we risk that blind trust in machines, losing our own judgment, our moral compass.
A very real danger, eroding the qualities that make us human, adaptable.
But if we choose awakened governance, the promise seems immense.
It's profoundly hopeful. We can build healthcare systems that are both faster and more accurate and deeply rooted in empathy and trust.
Empowering clinicians, not replacing them. Using AI to amplify their skills.
Yes. Enhance diagnosis, reduce admin burden, free them up for that crucial human interaction.
And safeguarding privacy ethically while still using data for collective good. Like predicting outbreaks.
Absolutely. Finding that balance.
Turning wearables into companions in self-awareness. Guiding healthier behaviors.
Right. Not just tracking, but empowering.
And robot surgery guided by human wisdom. Not just algorithms. Making it safer and maintaining human responsibility.
Exactly. Keeping the human element central.
And shifting healthcare from reactive to truly proactive. Preventing disease before it starts.
A fundamental transformation.
And through awakened innovation, every advance aligns with human dignity, with planetary well-being.
That's the core principle.
And the awakened leadership model helps governance evolve from control to consciousness, regulation to responsibility, efficiency to empathy.
That's the proposed evolution. The source presents it as the comprehensive blueprint for a human-centric, globally responsible future, not just an ideal, but a practical path.
A truly powerful vision. So as we wrap up our deep dive, let's look at the call to action, redefining the future. It really boils down to the inevitable versus the intentional, doesn't it? AI is coming to healthcare, to everywhere. The question isn't if, it's how. And crucially, who guides it?
Precisely. We face a conscious choice. Do we let AI unfold unconsciously, driven just by profit and efficiency, leading to those potentially soulless futures? Or do we step into awakened leadership, guide it with awareness, wisdom, and humanity?
And that choice, the source argues, shapes not just health, but the AI governance strategy for leaders, nations, institutions everywhere.
It sets the tone for decades to come.
And awakened AI governance isn't just presented as an option, but as the foundational strategy for future care. Indispensable.
Central to the vision, yes.
So the ultimate role of this awakened leadership movement, this global conscious movement, it's about ensuring that as we race into this AI future, we don't lose ourselves. We actually rediscover what it means to be human.
That's the profound call. Elevating our consciousness alongside our technology. It suggests the biggest revolution isn't external tech, but an internal shift in consciousness, in leadership. Ensuring technology serves life, enhances flourishing, elevates our destiny.
We've covered a lot today. The amazing potential of AI in healthcare, the serious risks, the deep ethics involved. We've explored how awakened leadership and awakened AI governance offer this framework. Not just managing the future, but consciously shaping it for humanity's good. And it's bigger than healthcare, isn't it? It's proposed as a blueprint for global governance, for leadership everywhere, a vision for a more conscious world.
And the source material ends with those reflective poems, Wounded Child, Someday. They hint at our vulnerability, but also our potential for change. Lines like, it's time to feel, it's time to heal, it's time to rescue the wounded child.
Or that hopeful one. Someday, things might change for better. We might learn to honor what truly matters. It's quite moving.
It's an invitation, really.
So as we wrestle with AI, with the future of how we govern ourselves globally, here's a final thought for you listening. What if the greatest leap forward isn't another piece of tech? Another algorithm? What if it's internal? An awakening of our collective consciousness? What if solving our most complex challenges, ethical AI, global cooperation, equitable healthcare, what if it starts right here? With us, the wounded child, the hopeful someday, choosing to lead, not just with smarts and efficiency, but with awakened wisdom, with deep empathy, and with a rediscovered sense of what it truly means to be human. Something to really think about as we step into whatever comes next.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.